If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you continue to transform us during this week and the rest of Lent, that we may grow in our ability to celebrate your presence in our lives and to celebrate the joy of the resurrection throughout the Easter season. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, yes, we are moving very quickly through Lent, at least from my perspective, it's quickly. And we are looking at, again, what I was talking about yesterday, that change in tone, kind of like what we were dealing with, what I was dealing with when I was in boot camp. I remember me explaining that to you, that you're told for the first roughly 6 weeks of the 8 weeks of boot camp that you're nothing but a recruit.
Recruit,
you know, that whole thing. And then suddenly you're called a sailor and everything changes. Well, again, let's look at what we understand here. Throughout Lent, we're seeing that call for repentance and to change. And now we're seeing that promise of what's coming. And understand the time. Now, today we're looking at Isaiah 49, and we're looking at the time here is known as the post-exilic period, which is roughly the middle towards the end, which you have to realize the numbers work in reverse, of the 6th century. And what I mean by the numbers work in reverse, the end of the 6th century, which would be the beginning of the 5th century BC, and remember this is BC, would be the early numbers of the 6th century, so right up to about 500, and then you'd switch to the 5th century, which would be 499. So you have to kind of think backwards a little bit and when we're looking at the time, but we're talking about the late 6th century, which would be the early numbers, and this is Isaiah in the book of Isaiah, but it's not believed that it's Isaiah himself, because remember, Isaiah covers a large amount of time, and so it is believed that the first part of Isaiah was actually written by Isaiah, and then the second two are not. So you have what is known as Deutero-Isaiah, and now we're in Tritero-Isaiah, and that's post-exilic period. Pardon me for sounding like I'm back in my biblical archaeology days at Harvard University. Only took one course, but I can still say I studied biblical archaeology at Harvard University. So in any case, but that's an important thing to look at. So we're seeing that theme. Now let's go back to our understanding. It's the post-exilic period. So what has happened? In the pre-exilic period, people had turned away from the Lord, and then the exile happens. It lasts about 40 years, and then suddenly, right out of the blue, and it was such a surprise. That's why in some parts of the of Christianity is considered a saint. Cyrus the Persian suddenly just comes in, conquers Babylon, and releases the Jews to go back to Judah and helps rebuild the temple. So all of that happens. Now, this is the post-exilic period. So the people have understood the great suffering of those who encountered, we could say, the wrath of the Lord, and now they're returning and coming to see the promise that the Lord is going to give them, that there will come a time, and it's said for us because that time is also given to us. There will come a time when we are living in the peace of the Lord, and all that the Lord wants to give to us, will be there. Currently, I'm reading a book on Romans by N.T. Wright, and he's a well-known British Anglican theologian. However, you know, I learned of him through Hugh Hewitt, who I listen to every single morning through the internet. I listened to him through WPGP in Pittsburgh. So, and the name of the book is Into the Heart of Romans, or Into the Heart of Romans, right, by N.T. Wright. And what he's talking about is a lot of times we have this focus that our role is to seek to go to heaven. And one of my criticisms is be careful, because there is so much of a focus. Some people are focused on themselves going to heaven, but Jesus made it very clear. We have to bear fruit. He doesn't say lead others to heaven per se, but he says we have to bear fruit for the kingdom. Well, N.T. Wright is saying, but we have to look what the Bible actually says. And he says, if you look at it, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, which Jesus talks about. And we see that in the book of Revelation. So it's not so much that we go there to heaven, it's that God comes to dwell among us here, and it's a theme he says quite often. So you're seeing that same theme in a way in Isaiah, where the Lord is promising to the people here in the post-exilic period this great joyful experience of living in a time when everything will be taken care of, where people will live in happiness and joy of being with the Lord. Remember one of the promises of the Bible, the lion will lie down with the lamb, and the baby will rest in the adder's lair. And that, of course, is meaning there'll be no more hostility, not just between animals, but between people. They will not live in hostility. And if we truly live the gospel, that's exactly the way things would happen. That was one of Dorothy Day's powerful teachings. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM and on your favorite podcast platform. So I want to talk to you about what I'm asking you to do during Lent. We are here, we're spreading the divine word on the AM and the FM dial, also digitally through our uplifting podcast, and we believe in the power of prayer, and we kindly ask for your support in praying for the success of the mission of these programs. Your prayers are our foundation. If you feel you'd like to be called to make a monetary donation, or you feel called to make a monetary donation, you can do so through our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, through our parish website, ST for Saint Anthony Allston.org, or you can even mail one to 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And whether you send a donation or not, please let us know how much you've enjoyed your program. I received an email today of how much people are enjoying the program up in Lowell, and I thank them for sending that. And that's important. They're enjoying the program, and they want us to let us know. I think they listen. They may listen through the radio. I think they listen on the radio, and if they miss it on the radio, they listen on the podcast. So please let us know, and together we can build a stronger community through faith and prayer. And we again ask you to keep us in your prayers as we do for your intentions. So we're talking here about this powerful moment in Isaiah, and we were talking about Isaiah earlier. And so here we are in the third part, in that promise of that when everything is completed in the Lord, then all there will be the peace that we find in service to the Lord. And of course, remember, this is still the Old Testament. This is still the 6th century BC, a post-exilic period. So Jesus has not walked the earth yet. We can understand that images or how would you call it? The presence of Jesus may be seen possibly in some of the figures we see in the Old Testament, such as God speaking to Abraham and things along those lines. But Jesus himself has not been born or incarnated would be a better word. And so this is all before that, and people are looking to that time. Now, understand too, remember something, and we can look at the words of Saint John Chrysostom to think of that. Remember what he said, that we have a bigger role than the prophets of the Old Testament. So the prophets of the Old Testament, including Isaiah and Ezekiel, who we heard earlier this week, and others, they are only preaching to ultimately the Hebrew people, the Hebrews who are Israel and Judah after David, Israel during and before the time of David, or between Moses and David. And afterwards, they are the Jews from the fall of Israel, the northern kingdom, until the southern kingdom in Judah. So, but all of this is still in that time, and it's all before Jesus arrives. And remember, 40 years after Jesus arrives, the Jewish political state is gone, not to exist again until 1948, which it still does. So we see all of that come together. We see all of this understanding. And when we look at all of that and we see all of this understanding and we recognize this, we can see this message is given to the Jews, but ultimately is to spread throughout the world, which happens with the apostles, and which to this time, which we are still involved in bearing witness to. So it's a very powerful thing, and we can connect all of this over the centuries right back to the 6th century BC and beyond through our understanding of this in other readings. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.